75 FM. Depend on it.
Welcome to hour number two on this Wednesday edition of the Pat Miller Program. We ended the last hour talking about four lies that are being spread about by various people, the President of the United States, Stacey Abrams, and others, about this election law in Georgia. Well, 21 black leaders have come together, and they are denouncing these lies from the left about that law. One of them is our former Attorney General of the state of Indiana, Mr. Attorney General Curtis Hill. Good afternoon to you, sir. Welcome to the program.
Pat, how are you, buddy?
Doing all right. Good to talk to you, and good to see that all is well. Let me ask you, I'm guessing that when it came about with this letter that you signed as part of the 21 who have sent this letter, it was not a hard decision for you to make.
It was a piece of cake decision to make. I mean, what's going on in this country is absolutely, it's breathtaking in how vast this problem is. This election law in Georgia was a product of a fiasco in 2020 election cycle, where Georgia's doing the right thing. They want to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. That's as simple as election law needs to be. And our opportunity to sign on this letter was a no-brainer because we want to provide support for the Georgia law, especially in light of the number of groups that apparently haven't read the law who've come out in opposition of it.
Well, yeah, most people have come out in opposition of it. In fact, the people that are giving giving side comments and some background to the President of the United States have obviously not read the law. I just did some line quotes, Mr. Attorney General, from the Georgia law denouncing half the stuff that the president has said about it. They don't even know what's in it.
No, they don't. They don't know what's in it. And what I find particularly offensive is in the statement that the Georgia law is racist, suggesting that the idea of having photo IDs is somehow more difficult for blacks than whites. And I don't know about you, Pat. I know a lot of black people, and they all have photo IDs.
Yeah.
I don't get this idea that blacks are too stupid or blacks are too lazy. I mean, what are they trying to say? And how's that not a racist position to take to suggest that somehow blacks have some inferior process in which to secure an ID? And this is what's bothering me. Same thing with a bottle of water.
Right.
The idea that you have to get a bottle of water, you have to get some refreshment. This is your constitutional right and obligation to vote. We don't need a bottle of water. I'll take my own water.
Yeah. I'm with you, too, Mr. Attorney General, that to me, these people who supposedly are opposing this Georgia law for the benefit of black Americans so that the African Americans are better represented, they are being so demeaning to them, like you're too stupid to get a voter ID or even know how to use it or even know where to go to vote or not have time. And for the president to lie, saying that this law doesn't let anybody vote after 5 p.m., where did they get that?
You know, they're making this stuff up out of thin air, and it's a part of this cause by the left to inflame the public, to put everything out there as being a matter of race and a matter of some type of prejudice and bias. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I'm hoping that black America will wake up and say enough of using us for your own devices.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity to say, I mean, it puts people on the defensive right away. We better rethink this Georgia law for what it does to blacks. And it's just not there.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that some of the some of our black American friends will step up and say, we've had enough of this. And that's what you see with this letter that's the start of that, for several of us to come together and point out the facts, give data, actual information on what this law says.
For the last 20 years, as I've been on this station, the last 11 on this daily program, I always mention that every 4 years, the Democrats and the left go walking across the platforms of every Baptist church south of the Mason-Dixon line they can find and remind everybody, you've got to make it so that the man doesn't keep you under his thumb. You've got to put, and every time the Democrats get put into office, they do nothing to benefit African Americans. I mean, nothing at all. Donald Trump did more to benefit African Americans than any president I can remember.
Not only that, Pat, but in terms of who's under whose thumb, it is the Democratic Party that keeps the blacks under their thumb, keeps them under control. Here's what needs to happen. We don't need to have a black community that's favorable to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. The black community needs to empower itself and recognize that we are a free people. We can make choices. Most of the blacks that I know are conservative-minded. They believe in God. They believe in life. They believe in family. They believe in the virtues that come down with conservative values. And yet, for some reason, they go along with these missives of the Democratic left. It makes no sense because there's no benefit to the value system that they're operating under. And I, as you pointed out earlier, it's demeaning to make the suggestion that this is all about protecting the interest of blacks. We're tired of it. Blacks can protect their own voting interest. We can go to the polls on our own. Give us the time. We'll be there. We don't need to be told who to vote for. We don't need to be told how to vote. I remember Joe Biden's comments recently when he said, you know, you ain't black.
Yeah.
If you don't vote Democrat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. We need to get past that.
Yeah. How demeaning is that? That really is absolutely unbelievable. It's very cold. It's black-hearted is what it is. And I would like
to
know.
They think they own black people.
Yes, they do.
They own the black vote. They own the people. It is high time that the black community stood up and said, we will not be owned by anyone under any circumstance. We are free. We can vote our conscience. We can vote who we want to vote for. And no one's going to tell us what to do. No one's going to cancel us for the benefit.
You know, and the only thing worse than what's being said on Capitol Hill or at the Rose Garden about all this and the demeaning toward blacks on all this about the election law in Georgia is when Delta Airlines and others fall into line and start coming out with all these quotes about how we can't support this. This is so demeaning. Major League Baseball moves the game. They move it to Colorado, the All-Star game. Colorado's laws are more restrictive when it comes to elections than Georgia's. Does nobody read anything anymore, Curtis?
Well, you know what's also funny about that? If you can take a city in America that's had black leadership and look at its success, Atlanta is one of the rare cities in America that's been successful under Democratic leadership. And yet, I think Atlanta's last time I checked was about 51% black. So Major League Baseball is going to punish Atlanta and punish Georgia by taking the All-Star game and millions of dollars of revenues that would have gone into Atlanta, 51% black, and they move it over to Denver, which is 6% black.
Yeah. Yeah, find the logic in that. And the latest I heard was that's a difference of about $121 million of revenue that will not be going to the people down in Atlanta.
And as long as these big corporations want to play this dangerous game of picking and choosing where they're going to have events and where they're going to have meetings, they better start looking at all of these states, because Georgia's election law is no different than many states around. I'm sure your listeners have already heard you talking about the various states that are very similar. In fact, Delaware has the president's home state has election laws that are more restrictive than Georgia. So this game gets really real if we're going to start identifying what we like or don't like about a particular state's laws, and that's going to drive the decisions that we make in terms of where we have our meetings, where we have our events. They better be really, really clear on how they're doing things.
Yeah. Mr. Hill, we've only got about 2 minutes left, so let me just throw this at you. What this tells me, this fighting, this high-level fighting against the voter laws in Georgia, is a picture to me. Joe Biden may have won the White House, but the Democrats got smoked everywhere else. They didn't take over any governorships. They didn't take over any state houses. And I think Nancy Pelosi et al. Are very, very, very terrified, because she is sitting on a majority in the House far less than what they thought would happen. They thought their majority would increase. It actually decreased. And I think they're thinking that the dagger is coming in 2022.
They're desperate, Pat. The Democratic Party is desperate, and they need to be. I mean, they have all the marbles right now, but they're overreaching. 2022 comes around, and that's an opportunity to pull back. But they're going in for the kill. They've got a huge support from the left, the entire left. They've got big corporations. They've got big tech. They've got this cancel culture. They're going in for the kill. Their objective is to shut us off, shut us down, put us out for the count, because they know this is their best opportunity. And we have to be in a position to stand up for it. We need to be able to provide ballast to push back. and to take it on the offense. And I think we can beat them back pretty soundly.
Yeah, well, thank you for being one of the 21 African-Americans, the blacks here in our country, that had the courage and the strength to sign this letter pointing out the falsehoods being spread about what's going on in Georgia, and taking the stand that this is not who we're about. And I particularly appreciate, and I'll give you the last 30 seconds, I particularly appreciate the stand that you've taken as an African-American, that you're kind of sick and tired of being looked like you guys are lesser lights, you can't figure stuff out for yourself, and that they need to hold your hand and walk you through. I say that's nonsense.
Well, it is nonsense, and I'll go back to Frederick Douglass, who's a personal hero of mine. Frederick Douglass was asked, what do we do about the Negro? That's what they call black people back in the day. What do we do about the Negro? And Frederick Douglass came up with a very enlightening answer. He said, do nothing with the Negro. You have done enough already.
Yeah, yeah.
And freedom is about the opportunity to be able to make it on your own and not have excuses. And that's what the Democratic Party fails to see. It's time for them to back off and quit using blacks as their excuse for trying to take over the country. And if they've got good principles, if they've got good ideas, then let those ideas stand on their own merits.
Yep.
And quit using blacks and the black vote as your wedge issue.
I think that's very well put, especially as somebody who yourself, you had a black family, and so you're very concerned about not just for you, but for your family. And I think that that's very, very important. As always, Curtis Hill, former Attorney General for the state of Indiana, always appreciate your input. I appreciate very much that you made yourself available to us. As soon as I saw your name on that letter, I knew we needed to have you on. I appreciate you, my good friend. Thank you very, very much.
Pat, anytime. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.